You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Impact, sustainability, and transparency are today demanded by consumers and businesses alike. And for companies wanting to show customers and B2B partners that they are committed to balancing profit and purpose, there is no higher designation than to become a certified B Corporation. And to become a B Corp, it means signing on to the highest standards of verification for business, social, and environmental performance. Companies big and small around the world are leading the way for change with this designation, including some very notable global brands like Ben & Jerry's, Kickstarter, and Patagonia. And you'll remember we've highlighted a number of certified B Corporations on Monocle 24, so for this week's show we wanted to explain more about what's happening in the B community. And so I sat down with Charmian Love, who is co-founder and chair of B Lab UK, the British arm and partner of the Global Certified B Corporation. Charmian learned about the B Corp movement as the co-founder and director of a London-based agency, Volans, which itself helps companies make institutional changes, including to set themselves up to be more sustainable. And that's where we started our conversation.
You know, one of the really important milestones for us in building Volans and developing it was when we certified as a B Corporation. And that happened, I think it was, we started that process in 2012. And then in 2013 was when we actually got our certification. And I have to say very personally, it was an important moment for me because it felt like it was a way to recognize that there is an ability to be a business, to harness the power of business and channel market forces, whilst also having a very clear and deliberate purpose as an organization to have impact. And I have to say personally, I was just so captivated by that process and that moment that it felt really important to encourage more and more companies to become B Corps. And so that was a time where actually I ended up taking myself out of my CEO role at Volans in order to focus my time on helping establish B Corp here in the UK. What we really wanted to do is spend time bringing together a range of other businesses that were also picking up on this real feeling that there was this need of a community to really sort of shine a light on those businesses that were, again, doing what Volans and many others now today are, which is, you know, operating for the benefit of both shareholders and stakeholders.
Well, that's really interesting. I want to come on to the community part between businesses in the B Corporation a little bit later. But first, I'd just like to hear about how you learned about that certification and what that sort of meant for the company, because there's two different tracks. Some companies feel they need to go down that path to have that sort of rigid, let's say, purpose, but others are naturally set up that way. It's a little bit easier for them to come into that world as maybe a smaller company. But where were you at with Volans when you thought it was a good idea to get this recognition?
Yeah, I think the whole team was sort of at a stage where we had been working for a couple of years. And again, we were really interested in sort of the bigger systems change conversations that were increasingly coming about. And in fact, that's where Volans really focuses its energy now. And I think what we were really thinking was it would be great to kind of connect and engage with a community of others that sort of felt that same spirit, that there was a need to, you know, identify practices that we could do as businesses that showed that it was possible to, again, use business as a force for good. So I can't remember exactly where we first came across the B Corp movement, but we had been really plugged into, obviously, what was happening in social entrepreneurship. Again, the sort of the two other co-founders of Volans, John Elkington and Pamela Hardigan, had written this book called The Power of Unreasonable People. And it was all about how social entrepreneurs can really sort of make incredible change happen. And I think because of that sort of recognition that social entrepreneurs were really interesting organizations and individuals to engage with, we had sort of our radar set. And I think the B Corp community, and in particular the co-founders of B Lab, certainly were an organization that we tracked quite quickly and realized there was something really special in terms of what they were trying to do.
I'd like to just get a sense of how this looks for different companies, because I can understand what certified B would mean for a company that makes physical things. Let's say, I mean, we just had Elvis and Cressy on this show, so they make accessories and leather bags, and you can see that, so you can match that impact and you can see the sustainable sort of train of all the things that they make. But for a company that's, say, a consultancy or a communications agency, that looks a little bit different, right? And I imagine some companies wouldn't understand how they could have this impact or could fit into this category.
Well, I guess what I would say is that we have a huge diversity of businesses that are, have gone through the process and certified as B corporations. So yes, we have, you know, sort of consumer goods companies. So as you say, those things that you would buy in a store and maybe you'd see the B logo on it. But we also have B2Bs. So as you said, we've got organizations that are in the services industry. And I think what it reflects is just how those businesses want to operate. So again, it's taking into account these principles of their operations and what it is they're doing. So if you are a consultant, then, you know, what kind of consulting are you doing? What kind of input are you providing to create positive externalities in the world? And the same goes for a range of other services industries. So it sort of shows up in terms of, you know, what it is you do and you know, what that business model actually looks like. And we do know that there's a range of different services organizations where they're obviously becoming B Corps because they see that there is a real value in signaling that they believe that their business can be used as a force for good.
Well, we had another B Corp on this on the show. Alan Selvan told me that his consultancy, his agency, a media agency, change so that they would have this structure. But all the other companies that we've heard from sort of set up, they want to start out this way. So there's a little bit of difference. So there's not that change or that transition, but they want to go down this path so they have that sort of recognition. They have that certification so they know where they're going to start. I mean, that must be an interesting conversation that you come across all the time.
Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, and I get so excited. It gives me so much hope to see all these individuals, these entrepreneurs who are starting their businesses and they want their businesses to be like a B Corp from the very beginning, which is awesome. So we are really excited when we see a lot of startup businesses wanting to join the community right off the bat. In order to become a certified B Corporation, I think there's two things that are probably relevant just to add to the discussion we've had already. I mean, one is in addition to reaching that really high standard we talked about in terms of how you operate and what your impact business model is, because you have to get a score of 80 out of 200 on this assessment. You also have to change your articles. And that's a really important step, which means that you are essentially saying that sort of at a governing level of your business in your articles, your governing documents, that, for example, your director's duties are to equally consider shareholders and stakeholders. So you can't be a B Corp unless you commit to going through that process and making that happen. And for startup companies, what they can do is they can set up with those articles in place right off the bat. So not only when they make sure that they're considering all these important operational elements in terms of how they're setting up their business, what their employee handbook's going to look like, how they're thinking about how they're going to source different suppliers, but again, they make this commitment through their articles of association. So that's really important, and that can be sometimes an easier thing to do when you're starting up a business. You start it with those articles in place. But what I would say is that because the verification of all of these things is an important part of being a B Corp. So, you know, there is a process that you go through where there is a verification that what you are putting on the assessment is, in fact, how your business operates. And what we know is that there's a need for evidence sometimes. So we would ask businesses that are going through the process to provide particular evidence on some of the questions. And for that reason, what we really need to have is at least 1 year of operating trading for a business to actually certify as a B Corporation, just so that we can actually understand, you know, who are your suppliers, what percentage of your revenue is coming from particular areas. So we are really excited when entrepreneurs want to set up as a B Corp from the get-go. So what we say to them is go through the assessment, make sure your articles are in place, and you can become what we call a pending B. And then after you've had a full year of operations and you know, can go through that verification process, then they can sort of graduate into the certified B Corporation model.
So we've talked about some of the smaller companies, the ones starting out wanting to go down this road of being impactful, having a sustainable business and all those things. But what about the bigger corporations? Because they're often billed these days as the big problem, you know, in the world. And people are complaining about, you know, these companies need to focus less on their shareholders and focus more on being impactful and doing things. So I imagine that the conversation is a bit trickier because many companies may not think they fit into this community or into this conversation, but some of them are having that conversation. I think some of Unilever's brands are turning over. Ben & Jerry's is a massive company that's certified B, so they can be part of this conversation, but I imagine many don't think they can be. Is that right?
We've certainly seen over the last couple of years a lot of big companies being interested in the B Corp movement. So you mentioned Ben & Jerry's, which is a great example. I mean, Unilever actually has a series of certified B Corporations within their brand portfolios. Some of them they've acquired. There's some strategies where big companies are engaging in that way. We also have big multinationals like Danone, which is going through a process of certifying their subsidiaries, and they are on a journey to becoming a B Corp. I mean, their CEO, Emmanuel Faber, has sort of publicly stated his intention for Danone to become a B Corporation. So we are seeing a lot of big companies engaging in this process, and which is great, because what we see then are companies taking on board what's needed in order to reach this high standard of being a B Corp. And in some ways, that's just expanding out sort of our community. And I think what we really want to make sure is that, you know, we are absolutely keeping the integrity of what it means to be a B Corp intact, but opening up for, you know, a range of different businesses, sizes, regions, geographies, sectors, to feel that they can use business as a force for good.
And you mentioned sort of already the B2B part of it. Part of being in this community, and I've heard from some people that have been on this show, is that it unlocks all these other doors and windows for opportunities, because just within that B Corporation network, you can find companies that could provide services or products for you. And then that it creates this whole other world.
Oh, and I love hearing those sorts of stories, those sort of ripples of change when, you know, companies that come together and find each other in the B Corp community end up finding ways to work with one another. I think that's one of the things that we really try and hope happens more and more, which is, again, creating the spaces for businesses that have shared values to find one another.
Well, give us a sense of what's happening in that conversation now in the UK with B Labs UK. I'm sure there's a lot of people, as we've mentioned, that want to be part of that conversation. But what's happening right now? What are sort of the big things you're looking at?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now we've been running for almost 4 years. So we launched in September 2015, and we've been growing the community since then. I think the really exciting things for us are how we can continue to build out a community of B Corps here in the UK that ideally are representative of what the economy looks like in the UK. And that'll mean like really trying to bring in some more organizations that represent different regions across the UK. I also think we are at a pretty exceptional moment in our history. And it's probably like one of the biggest understatements of the world. But we're right now really trying to think about what we do to continue pushing on some of the things that we really think are important in a place where there is a lot of change and where it feels like there is a moment to really step things up. So we're kind of excited about what that looks like. And obviously, you know, at B Lab UK, you know, we want to work with our B Corps and make sure it's not just what we think, but actually it's what the community thinks. Mm. So going through a process to really sort of understand what are those businesses that are sort of part of this movement, what are they picking up in their conversations in their regions with their suppliers, with their employees, and how can we really make sure that whatever we're doing to support them is reflective of the conversations they're having.
Well, give us a sense of what that means regionally, because obviously this is a global seal of approval, or a global community, but yeah. With the UK arm, what's that mean regionally right now? I mean, you alluded to the big elephant in the room and what's happening right now, but how important is that for some of the companies operating under that label?
I personally think that there's a lot of energy that's happening here in the UK around climate action. We've seen in the last kind of couple of weeks and months, I think, a real step up around how we're thinking about, you know, what's happening in the world right now as it relates to climate breakdown. So personally, I'm really interested in how we can work together with a range of B Corps as well as with other businesses to understand what is the role of business in these conversations.
There must be such an important conversation still to be had about profit and purpose and what that means sort of in our world, because this community is small but growing rapidly and very important. But I mean, do you think there is a conversation that's taking place around the world that you know, companies want to be different, want to be set up different, want to be seen as different?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the things that is making me so excited about where we could go next. I mean, let's be clear, there are some big challenges and chilling winds blowing out there. But I think the fact that there are so many companies that are waking up and really recognizing that it is possible to operate both for the benefit of shareholders and stakeholders. It's almost, there's a great phrase that one of the B Lab co-founders use, which is, it's like walking and chewing gum at the same time. And it's like, yes, we can do that. We actually don't need to think about things in such a binary way of like you have money on one side and your focus is on to make as much money and profit as possible. And then like maybe you have some left over that you can use to have impact or what have you. It's like, no, we're rejecting that binary and saying, actually, we can do both and. We can both, you know, have a deeply meaningful purpose that is about having impact as a business. And by the way, that's the kind of thing that really will excite employees. We know that they get excited when there's a sense of value to what they're doing. But that doesn't mean you can't be a profitable business. You know, it's recognizing that those two things can coexist. So, you know, I almost I feel like the Chicago School of Economics has been sort of a sort of system that, shall we say, has underpinned, I think, a lot of the way that capitalism has operated. But I think what we're recognizing now is that there are new economic approaches. There's new ways of thinking about what our system can look like. So again, I think it's a really exciting time for us to both be thinking, what does that new system look like? And also recognizing that there are companies that are demonstrating right now that it is possible.
Charmian Love, co-founder and chair of B-Lab UK. Of course, we've had a number of founders of Certified B companies on this show in recent months, including Alan Sylvain from Sylvain Labs on episode 365 of The Entrepreneurs, Victor Luguer of the Big Mama Restaurant Group on episode 392, Cressy Wessling of Elvis and Cressy on episode 398, Cassandra Stavrou and Ryan Cohn of Propercorn on our Mentors theme, which was episode 359, and Alan Mahan from Brewgooder on Eureka 150. And you can find all of those episodes at monocle.com or wherever you listen to this show. Today's episode was mixed and edited by my studio manager, Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Daniel Page. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.